This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about how New York City may become the first city in the United States to directly fund abortions. If the city council approves, New York City would allocate $250,000 to the New York Abortion Access Fund. Find out more after the break. This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as the download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you would like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat. New York City could become the first city in the U.S. to directly fund abortions. The city council is deciding whether to allocate $250,000 to the New York Abortion Access Fund. Basically, what this fund does is grant money to women who want abortions and can't afford them. Mayor Bill de Blasio called the abortion funding a step up for the city. In fact, he said this, "We understand that there are women who need help and are having trouble getting the help they need, and the city had an opportunity here to step up." End quote. Democratic Councilwoman of Manhattan, Carlina Rivera, said this, "This initiative is not only making New York City the first city in the nation to directly fund abortion services, but it also lets any American who is facing increasing abortion restrictions in their home state know that they can come and get the services they need in the five boroughs." End quote. But conservative Christians do not agree with Rivera and de Blasio. The New York State Right to Life organization spoke out against the action, and they urged citizens to speak up against the initiative. The group said this on Facebook, "New York taxpayers sadly already pay for abortions through the Medicaid programs and indirectly through health insurance premiums. Now, the abortion capital of the world may actually use city taxpayer monies for an enticement fund to come terminate your children. NYC citizens, call your city council members to stop this." End quote. Conservative commentator Ali Stuckey said this, "Late-term abortions now legalized in NY, in which a fully formed 6-pound child is poisoned to death. God forgive us for being a country that celebrates infanticide." End quote. When we hear news like this, it's easy to see the darkness is trying hard to hide the truth found in the gospel, that every life is precious, whether born or unborn. So listeners, I encourage you to pray for New York City right now and ask God to intervene. Pray that the city would be drenched in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that revival would drive out anything that is not of God. And keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast to hear more updates on this story. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.